get, I'm sending you. We get you there. You sit down in your hammock.
Yeah, good night. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. So, Kes, a rat. No, not rat. 22 is. I don't even know what number 22 is, right? Yeah. So, you are fairly young.
Old.
Is that?
Yeah. I say I just have myself looking real old.
Yeah, but you is a little baby. You could have been my son. Yeah. No, I like. I could be a big brother. Yeah, so you have been writing a couple of songs, well, not so?
Yeah, that's right, man. That's right.
So you would have started off as a writer? Am I correct to say that?
No. Well, I actually started off as a guitarist. And,
yeah, you
know,
look like a little rock mamude.
Yes. Yeah, I started off as a guitarist. And then, you know, I just started, I move across to vocals. After vocals, I move across to keyboard. Then I move across to percussion. Then after music production. And then, you know, I just run the whole journey.
You clearly like
music. Everything.
You still in school or you finished?
Right now, I'm third year medicine.
You're going to be a fucking doctor. So you really is a doctor then?
Yes, that's how the name comes.
Oh, shucks. A doctor of tunes and a medical doctor as well. I know this guy, producer. Gosh, I can't remember his name right now. It's a slim Indian guy. Oh, he was studying to be a doctor as well. So Kimberly is telling you to shave your damn beard. Kimberly, if
I will try.
That is one of your fans. Not so. I don't believe I know that person.
I don't have fans. I have friends.
That is your friend. So Kimberly finds Dr. Tunes look better without the beard. I have never seen him without the beard.
I was thinking I was 25. If you see me take off the beard, you will say I was like 16.
Well, that is fine because when I reach my age in my 30s, and I trying to look like all there. Good evening today, Moti, out here in Florida. I hope I said that correct. Yes. So... I knew you, what was the first song? Was it, what was the song I really knew? Well, Sir John Wah is a fairly new one, not so?
Yeah, Sir John Wah come out, about 3-4 months ago.
Pumping. I know you sing a song, you see, it's again, oh, Lord, forgive me, there's a lot of songs to remember. Let's go to chotimusic.com and
it was Dunia.
Dunia.
We don't care. Gorimus.
No, that is a recent one.
Doctor.
You see, sometimes Abinash has put Dr. Tunes and sometimes he has put Kiss.
Kiss,
Let me see. Dr. Tunes. Dr. Tunes.
Abinash was a brother. I see the man on the live there.
Yeah. We had to blow him up. He's doing a pack of shit. What's going on here? This is not working. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. What going on there? Something. Whatever. Fuck that, right? Yeah. So, you went in and you sang Love Is Not an Indian Movie or the code name Indian Movie. Uh-huh. Real men have beer. So, Anna, what the hell? We talking about chutney here. Not this man there. The side dong. Or
boy, is that controversial thing?
Were you beer? No,
yeah,
the photo shoot you took with the bike and the bicycle jacket, that was a pretty good one. So maybe a goon, maybe a goon bear, not the kind of mamu from India styling. That's just my opinion. But these girls are fighting up with yourself here. Anna says keep the beard. Somebody said shave it earlier on. Kimberly. Kieran Lal, all you stay on air. We'd like to speak to you all. Just now start with Kes here, so please be patient. It won't take too long of Kes time, but he's very relaxed, as am I, in my pajamas. And, you know? Yeah.
So, boy, this is good as we, you know, on vacation right now, so I just miss this hammock from in my apartment. So me and this hammock just be spending quality time for the whole vacation.
Which part you live, though, if you would like to see?
I'm from Faizabad.
Oh, shit, South. Hey, Margala. Yeah. You know, we just do it. Very close.
You know it.
Yeah. So, Vishal Munesar, Vishal, out of Tortola. Rizan is crying. I think Riz, he not too sure if to be a politician or a singer. Because I always
think he'll be good.
Both?
Nothing is wrong with being both. You know, nothing is wrong with being a doctor and a singer, a politician and a singer. Yeah. Nothing is wrong, a lawyer and a singer, Kieran Case, you know.
I've never met such a talented aspiring doctor. You're going to specialize or anything, or you're just going to be a general MD?
Well, usually when you graduate, you just graduate as a regular doctor, and then, you know, it's up to you to go and specialize.
Where you see what you see you're specializing in?
I torn between a lot of things, man. There's something called endocrinology that's deal with hormones, and I'm really fascinated by it.
Okay, endocrine system, taking me back to my biology days. Don't remember. So, what I was saying earlier, going back to that earlier part in the conversation, is I was very impressed with the amount of tunes you have written. You write your own tunes, as well as you have written for Climax. Name some of the people you have written for.
All right. So I've actually written for, wholesomely for Climax, Kieran, Riz, Nisar. And then,
sorry to interrupt you. You have songs in the CSM semis then?
I have 5 songs inside.
Well, only one that beat you back, which is there's a certain producer that has 13 songs in the final, which is Big Rich. Big Rich. We were speaking earlier today, and he was real boasting. You know how he is doing typical style. He have 13 songs. Anything, guys? I beat Kieran 14-3 in FIFA. Okay.
Gretch is a very talented guy, man, and hats off, he always comes strong every year.
The song
I was saying with writing, so I worked with those artists outright, but through those artists I actually ended up working alongside some other artists as well, like Nisar is dropping a remix for with 5-Star Kill for Stalker, so
I feel Stalker will have the most remixes for the season.
I think the goal is like 7. Benny. Nishad M on Reza Song Gulo Merang. I actually did some assistance on the writing on that. And Salty did his piece on Harpal and actually had an input on that as well. So
The young boy writer. You writing for the young uprising talent.
Well, if you wanna call it that.
Yeah, because Kelvin Kisum he would usually write with the more established people. So you come like Kelvin what do you call it? Competition,
I don't think it's competition because I actually work alongside him with one song, and that was the Bygone Choker. One thing I have to say I'm very proud of is that Kieran, don't come with that.
This Prezman thing now, this had a big I never could understand why Prezman, like, they define their whole life by going to Prez. It kinda gay.
It's true though, it really becomes part of your culture, boy. It's really part of your culture. I would still find myself identifying as a press man to this day.
Go ahead.
So, one thing I've been very proud of is the fact that, all of the artists that I work with this year, none of them were actually big names. So, it's a good feeling to know that, it's younger artists that I was able to help out this year.
Mm-hmm. 5 songs. That is 5 out of 36.7. That is 1/7 or something like that. That is about 12%. 1 in every 7 artists written for by Dr. Tunes. So this, tell us about Indian movie.
All right. Well, Indian movie actually started off again writing for one of the younger artists, right? And he goes by the name of Renek Kanju. But we just decided that we would go in separate directions. And what I mean by that, we had this Indian movie concept here, but we wrote another song completely. Mm-hmm. And then, I was on the phone with my brother, Climax, and we're always, back and forth with ideas. And, we were just old talking this day, and I was singing all these songs that I have, right? Because, as a writer, you tend to have a lot of songs packed down, not knowing what to do with it. And I just sung this one for him, and he was like, yeah, what at? Mm. I was like, but 1, 2, and that's how the collab came about for Indian movie. And the main goal with Indian movie, I'll be very honest with you, it was my attempt to give everybody what everyone asks for. You know, they want energy, they want a meaning behind the song, they want original melodies, and that was just my attempt at giving everybody what they want.
And I think that Love Is Not an Indian Movie is pretty catchy in that, you know, it's very topical. People try to sing topical stuff. They sing topical things about honing and rum and whatever. But I think you touching on a very nice, touching it in a nice way, actually, in that you are saying that, go ahead.
Yeah, well, as a writer, you know what you would try to do in the chorus is have a major concept as the chorus and then have the verses built around it. And, you know, Love Is Not an Indian Movie was so profound that I found that, you know, it was very easy to build verses around, and that's why I went with it.
Because I'm sure people would be like, blah, 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 Love Is Not an Indian Movie, you know? So it's definitely a hook. Let me get a little piece of it there, if you wish.
All right, just now. so let me get them the Kicks lyrics there. She don't sing tere sange yada, but sing and sweep the yadna. Go and do this, go and do that, like a gardener. She don't sing kabi kushi kabi gum, but who is that and where she from? Quick to talk, boy, quick to assume, quick to bump she gum. Aye, mana, run the route, know what I talking about. Listen to me carefully, boy, won't you hear me out? Because Love Is Not an Indian Movie. Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, so many people, they know Indian movies around around the tree and all this kind of thing, and it seems all nice, but love is an ongoing thing, and I think this is what this song is saying, you know, that you have to keep on working on it if you really believe in love. That is my take on the song. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right, man. You know, it's not all fun and games. It isn't going to be, you know, a better route.
Yeah.
And, you know, when the challenges come, you just have to work around it, you know?
And that is what love really is. And you see, you're so profound for such a young guy, a praise man. Uh-huh. You know how it is be. So, thanks for being with us here. And Avi Dimples say, okay, that is something different they talk about. Right. So, I hope you wish you all the best on Saturday the
26th. To everybody, you know, we're coming out on January 22nd at Rig. It's free entry. We're going to show them what an Indian movie is. You know, hit me up if you come in. We have plenty of merchandise and things to sort out.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, positive vibes. Cheers, man. Thanks for having me.
If you who want to hear Dr. Tune's song, you can go on to chutneymusic.com. All of his music is there. So I'd like to say goodbye to him right now and see you later.
Cheers, okay? Man.
Yeah, man. Okay.
Yeah, man.